Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. Thanks for joining us, Tyler.
It's good to be with you.
With 2020 now behind us, what did we see over that year in terms of hog market trends, and what were the key factors that played a role in 2020?
Well, I don't think it would be a surprise to anyone to say that COVID-19 was the dominant factor in the markets of in the hog markets of 2020. I think it really accentuated the reliance that we have on the whole supply chain, whether that be right to the from the producer through the packer processor. And our customers, the retailers, the restaurants, and the consumers at the end of the day, as well as the export markets. What we know from 2020 is just in the event that we have disruptions in that supply chain, it has very, very negative consequences to the to prices that producers get. And June and August, for example, June, July, and August of 2020 were examples of that, where hog prices were lower than $140 per CKG, which means that producers were losing $20, $30, $40 per pig in some circumstances. In some of those weeks, so it was a real trying time for hog producers in 2020.
As we move into 2021, how stable or how volatile are markets, and what are the key factors to be watching, and what are the implications there?
Well, I think we would the lesson that we got from 2020 is that you just can't rely on any anything necessarily being there. Sometimes a wild pitch can be thrown and will completely upend all of your thoughts and predictions on what the year would bring. But I think there's some early evidence that suggests that that 2021 will be a lot better. We think that the breeding herd is going to be down substantially. You would think that, after a tough year like 2020, that there might be some pullback in production gains. And so the latest Hogs and Pigs report kind of indicated that. And I think that, if current forward prices are representative of where cash markets will be, then I think we can expect to see a profitable summer. Right now, producers are very active in hedging this summer months, and they can lock it in at better than $200 a pig. And so by any measure, that's a really, that's a good level to be hedged at. And I think it's a great indication that we might be able to recover some of the equity loss that we saw last year.
What have we been seeing in terms of ability to move pork through the system, through the transportation and delivery systems, and what have we been seeing in terms of demand for that pork, both domestically and globally?
I think it's probably worthy of mention that most of the supply chain really stepped up, and we really didn't see major disruptions from through the transportation side. And we didn't actually see the complete disruption of consumption. It altered in the way that it got to the consumer, but I think it does speak to the fact that there's resiliency in that demand for product. And so I think going forward, I'm generally pretty optimistic that we'll be able to work through any of the disruptions that we're still likely to see. We know that COVID is not, completely behind us yet, and so we've still got probably some tough months ahead where we could see some negative impacts on the supply chain.
How have consumption patterns actually changed as the result of COVID, and how have supply chains responded to those changes and adapted, and how effective has that been?
What we saw was there was, previous to COVID-19, saw a slight majority of pork being consumed outside of the home, so in food service establishment, in restaurants. But due to the lockdown, that upended that normal trend where the bulk of pork consumption ended up happening at home simply because of the lockdown and everybody was staying at home. And so I think the way that the system and the markets responded was initially with volatility, but later when it became apparent that that retailers, for example, could really ramp up their sales if needed, then I think the markets got a lot more comfortable with the fact that we could pivot quickly and generally pretty efficiently in the whole scheme of things.
At this point, what should producers be watching for moving forward, and what are the recommendations?
Yeah, so just simply because there's still a ton of uncertainty out there relating to COVID and other, and the export markets, we think that producers should be taking advantage of some of these good hedging opportunities at, in the summer months at better than $200 a pig. We know that that we can expect a fairly large slaughter, U.S. hog slaughter, over the next 2 months, with expected weekly kills of around 2.6 million hogs. And so, to put that in perspective, compared to 3 years ago, that's a 10% jump for that time frame. It's not typically, the peak season by any stretch, but what we know is that we've been on a fairly good stretch of growth, and that maybe it's this year coming up that we'll start to see a little bit of moderation in that trend, and hopefully as a result see some more sustained higher prices into the fall months. So producers need to be, keeping tabs and even keep a benchmark as to what their expectations for this fall and what the latter half of 2021 will be, and be prepared to cover off some of that price risk by taking forward contracts, for example, and at hopefully profitable levels.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think that covers last year and this year coming up. I'm much more optimistic.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Our guest has been Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.